USA Radio News.
Federal Judge Loretta Preska ordered documents related to Jeffrey Epstein and his associates be unsealed. Several documents filed in a defamation case against Epstein's convicted handler, Ghislaine Maxwell, could be released after Preska determined public interest outweighed the privacy interests of the 8 John Does named in the documents. Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Crisley were also sentenced to prison in federal court Monday. The Crisley Knows Best couple was found guilty on all counts of bank fraud and tax evasion by a federal jury back in June and faced up to 30 years in prison. U.S. District Judge Eleanor Ross sentenced Todd Crisley to 12 years in prison plus 16 months of probation, while Julie was sentenced to 7 years in prison herself and another 16 months of probation, as reported by Metro Atlanta Media. As has become a Thanksgiving custom over the past few years, planning for travel also means looking at illnesses for many Americans.
The flu is spreading fast across the United States, according to a new report from the CDC. Most of the worst respiratory illnesses remain concentrated in the southern states. However, the flu is starting to ramp up in other areas such as Colorado, New Mexico, and Texas. Experts say this type of widespread activity has not been recorded in the United States in more than a decade. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For decades, studies have linked red meat consumption to heart disease and stroke. But health scientists at the University of Washington found weak evidence that unprocessed red meat leads to colorectal cancer, breast cancer, and ischemic heart disease. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Around 10:25 Monday morning, a car drove through an Apple store in Hingham, Massachusetts. At least one person is dead and 16 people are injured. Police identified 65-year-old Kevin Bradley of New Jersey as the man who died at the scene. The driver has not yet been named. Stock shot up for a household name before the market even opened for the week, like a wish upon a star.
Walt Disney's board of directors overnight replaced chief executive Bob Chapek with Robert Iger, the company's former chairman and CEO who left the company at the end of last year. Susan Arnold, chairman of Disney's board, in a statement said Bob Iger is uniquely situated to lead the company through this pivotal period, end quote. This month, the company reported weaker than expected fourth quarter financials and one of the reasons Disney Plus streaming service is now costing you more. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Patty Crair and Joe Crair of Freeburg, Illinois, were flying to the East Coast Saturday to visit their son and grandchildren when their plane went down, the family told station WGHP, adding that the two had made the trip from St. Louis to North Carolina multiple times before. After Wales scored a goal in the final 15 minutes, the UK nation tied the American men for their first game of the 2022 World Cup. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.